Look to your right. We have left behind the beautiful back part of the Otsu Palace, and here we have the unequaled rear structure of the Lekarika Otsu Palace, with its covered gallery. I would just love to live in any one of these, but I have to be satisfied with admiring them from the outside and imagining what the lives were like of those who lived there in bygone times. And now look to your left. This street is called the road up to the station, and they had to walk up this long, steep road to get to the old train station. As we still have more palaces to see, we'll carry on while I tell you about what the coming of the railroad meant for our town and its people. During the golden era of the spas, an important event took place in the town, the coming of the train. It operated with coal, of course, and it came from Durango, after passing through Arathola, another village in the county of which Olorio belongs. This made a huge impact, facilitating as it did the access of clients to the spa resorts, the transport of goods, and the arrival of immigrant workers. Many arrived on this train to seek a better life, and once more changed the nature of the population. It also made leaving the town more viable, as up until then, that was only possible on foot, by donkey, horse, or in carts or animal-drawn coaches. The car was also an option, but only for the very rich, in those days. Well, after all this talking, we have come to the Larrategui Palace, on the left, going down Elizburu Street.